الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ جاءوكم من فوقكم ومن أسفل منكم وإذ زاغت الأبصار وبلغت القلوب الحناجر وتظنون بالله الظنونا هنالك ابتلي المؤمنون وزلزلوا زلزالا شديدا هنالك ابتلي المؤمنون وزلزلوا زلزالا شديدا وقال الله تبارك وتعالى الف لام ميم احسب الناس ان يتركوا ان يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين صدق الله العظيم. اللہ تبارک تعالیٰ has in the Quran Kareem in very many places Almighty Allah has explained to the people of Iman the reality of this world, the system of the world, how the world will move from day to day, era to era, person to person. An individual, a family, a community, an environment that understands and looks at the world in a manner that the Quran and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, that individual will definitely find that no matter how difficult the situation, no matter how far-fetched it may seem, that I will never be able to after today stand up from what I have seen. But that group or that individual who held on to what Quran had given, once upon a time they had seen that calamity which the world had never and would never ever experience. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever you are afflicted with a very great calamity, then I want you to think about the day that the world was afflicted with the calamity of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who witnessed that day said, it seemed as though the day had become night. Fatima radiallahu anha says, that such pain went through me, that had that pain been placed on mountains, you would have found the mountains crumble. For Aisha radiallahu anha, it was separating from a husband who the world had never seen and who the world would never see. From a husband with whom she would enjoy that sometimes while alone with him under the lihaf, the blanket, revelation would come. For the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was not only the demise of the Nabi of Allah with the most beautiful character, the most unique wisdom. For the women and children of Medina Munawwara, it was not only the demise of the savior of the Arabs, the protector of their lands, the warrior in the battles. More than everything, when a Sahabiya radiallahu anha was crying, Abu Bakr radiallahu anha said to her, don't you know that what Allah has kept for his beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by him is much, much better than what this world had. She said, that I also know. What makes me cry is we used to enjoy revelation. We used to enjoy the word of Allah coming fresh. We would enjoy Jibreel alayhi salam coming. She says, now there would be no Jibreel anymore. The kalam of Allah as fresh as it would come would no longer come. When she said this, she left Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu also crying. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then think of the day that the world would be afflicted with my demise. But what a lesson he had given, what teachings he had given, what strength Quran had given, that those that were the closest, those that enjoyed the day and the night with him, the mirror of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. On the demise of the Nabi of Allah, it would have been expected that the mirror would shatter. But it was this lesson which they had learned from the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which allowed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to speak and give a khutbah. When normally a person will say, I can't say anything, I'm lost for words, I don't know what to say, I can't talk. They say, just leave him, he's gone in a depression. He looked at the beloved body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Tibta hayyan wa mayyitan. How blessed you have been when you were alive. How mubarak and blessed you are now that you have passed away. And then he stood up immediately and delivered that khutbah that sent waves through the rest of the world. It was a lesson that he gave to the world, that no matter how difficult the test, that individual who says, I cannot stand up after this, Abu Bakr radiallahu anh said, had it been true, Abu Bakr would never have stood. He said, oh, the one who worshipped Muhammad, oh, the one who worshipped Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then let him know that his deity has died. And as for the one who worshipped Allah, then let him understand that Allah is Hayyun Qayyum, ever living, and he is the one who makes others stand. For the one who became a slave, for the one who became a worshipper, may Allah save every one of us, and may Allah let us not be amongst those. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ta'isa abdu dinar, Ta'isa abdu dirham. He said, there is a person, one is the dinar and dirham, the gold coin and the silver coin, the rand and the cent, the dollar and the pound. It was all made to be in the service of man, with which man would fulfill what he wanted, would get what he wanted. But in the quest for grabbing more and more, and in the thrill with what the gold and silver would give, there was always a fear that it should not happen that the king becomes the slave. The slave was the gold and the silver. The king was the master. The master would play with the gold and silver as he desired. But when he would become too thrilled with the gold and silver, it would start playing with him. For it he would now kill. For it he would now suffer. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not ever become the slave. Ta'isa abdu dinar. He said, destruction will fall on the one who becomes the slave of the dirham, the dinar. Wa abdul qatifa. The one who becomes the slave of that beautiful cloth, that wonderful clothing, that fantastic car, that luxurious lifestyle. How I enjoyed it when I had it. But what happens if it gets taken away from me? Either for a while, or for a longer period, for a few days, or for a few months, or perhaps a few years. Will the king cry to see the slave go? Or is it that the king has become the slave? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ta'isa. He has spoiled his life who has become the slave of the gold or silver coin. And he explained, what is the quality of that? That who has become a slave? He says, when he gets off it, he becomes extremely happy. And that is natural with all. He says, but when it is taken away from him, then he becomes upset and angry. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be pulled out from him. It will be snatched away from him. But the individual whose heart had entered into the things of this world, when he finds it going, he would not be able to stand up like an Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He was able to stand up even when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken away from him. In the following of our masters and our elders, may Allah make it possible for every one of us, no matter what the difficulty, what the test. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala describes one test that Sahaba radiallahu anhum saw. We today call it the battle of the trench. Sometimes when you go to Medina Munawwara on Ziyarat, they say to you, come, I'll show you where the trench was. You'll go to a museum, they will draw it. But when we see the trench, we only see the trench. We don't see the fear on the day of the trench. It is only Quran that can draw that picture. إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ Almighty Allah says, remember the day when they came to you from above. And perhaps for many of the people of the KwaZulu-Natal area, they might say, I lived through something like this. When they came to you from above, وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ When they came to you from under, وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ And when the eyes were looking side to side, where is help? Who is going to help? Why is help not coming? وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ When the hearts started reaching the throats, that will we come out of this? Will there be an end to this? Will we see sun? Will we see bright rays? Will I even see tomorrow? وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ And then different thoughts with regards to Allah started entering into the mind and the heart. هُنَالِكَ بْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Almighty Allah says, indeed on that day the believers were really tested. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا They were shaken till the end. In another verse, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, it was not only for them. Every Nabi that came and the people around the Nabi, they would at times see such tests. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, until the time would come when they would say, meaning the heart would scream and the heart would say, Mata Nasrullah, that when will the help of Allah come? Meaning I cannot see it happening. I cannot imagine it happening. I have collapsed to such an extent. Will I ever be able to stand? For all Allah Tabarak Ta'ala then gave the answer that say to them, Asa ay yakuna qariba, that perhaps the help of Almighty Allah is very, very close. We see the trench today, and together with the trench we see a Medina Munawwara. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stood up, it was known as the era of irtidad, apostasy, people leaving Islam. When we see today, we see Islam in the entire world. When the Mongolian Tatar invasion shook the entire Muslim world, they entered into the lands of Sham, Damascus, Aqsa, Iran, Iraq, Baghdad. They moved like lightning. They moved like thunder. At that time, the people also said that this, it seems, will never come to an end. When me and you look around today, do we see the Tatar? Do we see the Mongolian? Or do we see an Islam as bright and as strong as ever? Every individual is part of this ummah, and every individual will be tested. I will be tested and you will be tested. And during this test, there will be times when our hearts will also reach our throats. There will be times when we will also have thoughts regarding Almighty Allah, which we feel shy of. There will be times when our eyes will wander from side to side. That I wonder if someone will see me today. I wonder if someone will come to help me. There will be times when I'll see calamities and difficulties coming from above, coming from below. When I experience this, then look at the next verse of Quran. And this next verse was given as the answer, the remedy, the solution to the individual who is being tried and tested. Almighty Allah says, هُنَالِكَ بْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. It is at that time that the exam of the believer is being taken. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. That Allah is really shaking them. If an individual at the time of calamity and difficulty thinks that this is a disgrace, that this is a punishment, then Allah Tabaruk Tala would never have given that exam to the Sahaba, the closest of His Nabi. Allah's Nabi would never have said, Ashaddun Nasi Bala Al-Anbiya. The one whose exam is the hardest is the Anbiya, and then the one closest and the one closest. When going through any exam, when an individual will think of this verse and read it, هُنَالِكَ بْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. It is at this moment that the believer, al-mu'minun, the believer in Allah, his exam is being taken. He is being shaken by his Allah. Another verse Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَى. Indeed, they are those who made a pledge with the Allah, that we will stand firm. They have fulfilled that pledge. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. There are others who are still going to be tested. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. But they have not broken, they have not changed the promise. That promise was, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. That do you not regard me as your sustainer? Do you not take me as your beginning and end of everything? And when every individual said, Allah, it is only you from the beginning till the end. From the beginning till the end, for Allah has no beginning and for Allah there is no end. But every one of us, we are coming to an end. A difficulty when it is seen as a calamity, a difficulty when it is seen as a disgrace, Allah Tabaruk Tala says that in the world, you will find two types of people. One is that when he is enjoying the favors of Allah, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّ. They are those people when the Creator tests them. فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ. He honors them in the test, meaning the question is easy. He spoils them with his favors. The question is simple. It is an easy going. It is good times. A year of people suffering in other lands, but I do not have to suffer. A year of someone carrying water for 3 to 4 kilometers, but I only have to open a tap. I sometimes think about the one who has no water, but I complain when my water is taking just 1 minute extra to come. Allah says, when sometimes his Allah spoils him in his favors, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. Then the individual forgets his writing an exam, and he thinks favors means honor. So he says, wah, my Allah honored me. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ. And then when Allah gives him the second question, he failed the first. And when the second comes, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا. And Allah makes things tight. That sustenance which was coming so easy is no longer so easy. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. And the individual says, Allah, have you disgraced me? How will I see my friends? How will I look at the people around me? Will I have to leave this beautiful mansion of mine and move to somewhere else? Will I have to, for the next 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years, have to wear clothing which does not suit me? Will I have to change my boot and my shoe? Will I have to sell the smart car and to go on to something simpler? How will I face my friend when they will say to me that you are now degrading? We saw you in the BM and the Merc. We saw you in the Porsche and the Lamborghini. What has happened to you? And the individual says, Allah, have you disgraced me? Almighty Allah says, Kalla. It got nothing to do with this. It is an exam. The individual failed the first question when he only thought that this is honor. And he failed to a greater extent the second when he said this is a disgrace. Allah says, Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha wa yaqdir. Allah is the one who opens up sustenance when he wants, how he wants, for who he wants. Allah is the one who makes things tight. وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا They are those people in this world. They only get happy when the world is coming. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعُ Almighty Allah says, if only they could understand that compared to what's coming in the year after, this world is nothing but a sample. It is an insignificant sample. It is nothing to run behind so much that because of it we fail the first question and we fail the second. This world is not such a place that when it comes to us we become overjoyed. We jump, we are thrilled, we show off, we take pictures, we send it to the groups. We say, do you see how people have to follow me? You know where I went? Do you know what I did? For the one who sees the first question, the question of ease and peace, the question of luxury and stability, the question of everything going how I wanted it to go, the question of my every dream becoming fulfilled, then he will answer the first question like Qarun and Fir'aun. And a time will come where he will forget whatever he has been only given to him on loan. It is not a gift. And when the time comes for it to be taken away, he will become angry with Allah. And he will say, how dare you take that which I earned? How dare you take back that which is mine? Wahab ibn Munabbah, rahimullah, beautifully in a khutbah said, Ayyuhan nas, O people, if ever you think anything is going to stay, you're going to stay or your wealth is going to stay, your family is going to stay or your business is going to stay, he said, Al-Baqa ba'd al-fina, that the only things that will stay forever is after we go. When we enter into a new world, the world of paradise, there you will see things that will stay. As for this world, وَقَدْ خُلِقْنَا وَلَمْ نَكُنْ Think about it. There was a time me and you were not here. During that time, somebody else was here. Where is he? Even if there was no difficulty or calamity that we saw, if that did not fall, where is he? Either he died as a Qarun and a Fir'aun, or he died as a Suleiman and an Ayyub. He said, a day will come when we will become old and we will break into pieces. Then we will stand again. إِنَّمَا الْعَوَارِي الْيَوْمِ وَالْهِبَاتُ غَدًا He said, understand this well. Today, whatever me and you have has been given on loan. The car is not mine, I'm just driving it. The house was never mine, I'm just living in it. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, when Allah allowed him to build the house of his dreams, near Darul Ulum Dioband, with so much of ambition and thought, the wudukhana will be here, the musalla will be here. And how he put it up. When it was ready, then he had some sign hung by the door, that remember, this is not yours. You are just staying in it for a while. Today you are here, tomorrow it will be someone else. He never stayed in that house. The partition of Hind, Pakistan, India took place. Things became difficult. He also made the decision to make the migration. He had to go. A Hindu purchased that house. Perhaps about 20 years later when he returned to Dioband visiting, he went and he asked, can he see that house? He looked and that same frame was still there to say, it is not yours, you are just staying here. What we have today is an aria. Sometimes it is snatched in front of our eyes and we are left. And sometimes we are taken and it's left for somebody else to enjoy. وَالْهِبَاتُ غَدًا Gifts will be given tomorrow. It is in the next world when Allah will give, Allah will never take. He says, remember this world is سَلْبٌ فَاحِشٌ أَوْ عَطَاءٌ جَزِيلٌ In this world, some people are given and some is snatched away. And in the next world, it's the same. Mubarak to the one who when he is given in this world, he can behave with it in such a manner. And when it is taken away from him in this world, he can behave in such a manner. That tomorrow, Nothing will be snatched from him. He will only be given. If an ariya, a thing on loan is given, it was never mine. But if a gift is taken away, then indeed I am the loser. We are coming to a world tomorrow where gifts will be given and gifts will be taken. The one in this world who could live in this world during the days of ease as a Sulaiman. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala describes Sulaiman alayhi salam. Qala Rabbi ghfirli. He says, remember the time when he made the dua. He said, Allah, give me such a hukumat. Mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Such a kingdom that after me no one will ever get. Indeed, you are the greatest of givers. Allah says, فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحِ. We allowed the winds to blow at his command. وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاسٍ. The evil, rebellious jinnat, shayateen, they were all submitting to his command. Some were building for him, some were diving for him. وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. Some were in chains standing. We said to him, هَذَا عَطَاؤُنَا. This is what we have given. فَمْنُنْ أَوْ أَمْسِكْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. If you want, give others. If you want, keep for yourself. You will not be given a reckoning for this. That's what we all want. But he was a Sulaiman in it. He was not a Qarun. He was not a Haman. He was a Sulaiman, which means that if Allah the next day snatched it all away from him, he immediately would become an Ayyub. That is why the next verse after this, Allah says, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوب. But do not forget our other servant Ayyub. He was the one who had it all. He had the palatial home. He had the servants. He was the center of all guests. Whenever someone would come, it was the house of Ayyub. Blessed with children, blessed with wealth, blessed with farms, blessed with animals. And then when we say when the day of disgrace came, rather we will say when the day of imtihan came. هُنَالِكَ بَتُلِّيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. On that day the believers' exam was taken. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. They were shaken. But that imtihan came forth and it showed indeed he has passed his exam. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبَ. Allah says, remember the exam. It was no easy exam for Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. It was an exam where he saw the very house which he regarded as the protection for him, his wife and his family. The roof of the house falls in and it leads to the demise of his entire family except his wife. He did not lose one, he did not lose two, he did not lose three. Ayyub alayhi salam was blessed with over 10 children. In 1 minute, everything was gone. Everything was gone. And then the news came that the farm is gone. The news came that the animals are gone. Min fawqikum wa min asfala minkum. From below you, from above you, from every side. Problem after problem, difficulty after difficulty. Allah says, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوب. I want you to remember our servant Ayyub. That he was like Sulaiman, and it was all then snatched away from him in the blink of an eye. The hardest for an individual is to say to his children, what I would give you before I cannot manage for a while. To say to that wife, whenever she thought of something, it was like Jannah, it was delivered immediately. It was with the press of a button, the swipe of a card. There was never to think, can I get it or not? Can I afford it or not? But we are a nation that cannot ever feel shy in times of difficulty. Because we were given a Nabi who lived and thought how to live in difficulty. Where he smiled, where he wore the beautiful jubbah. He taught us how to smile also, even if there has to be a patch. Where he smiled when food was brought to his house. He taught the world how to smile when there was no food in the house. Where he smiled, where he was given the news of the victory of his Sahaba, he taught the world that when the news of Shahadat martyrdom would come, then while a tear is coming from one eye, there would be a twinkle, a blink in the other of happiness. He was not always able to help his Sahaba with wealth, but he taught them a lesson that no matter what your condition is, if you know you are being tested by Allah, you will live and you will stand like an Ayyub. His exam became so difficult, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, that when his own body was afflicted and he was unable to work for himself and having no children, his wife had to take the responsibility of seeing to the needs of the house. She had to become a domestic. She had to work at a few other people's places to be able to bring food to feed her her husband. It was not a one day story. It was not a 1 month story. It was not a 1 year story. Ayyub alayhi salam went through an exam of close to 20 years. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, do you remember when Ayyub cried and he said, "Anni massani ash-shaytanu binusbin wa 'adhab." Allah, how tired I have become. The devil has brought upon me such difficulties. But he cried to Allah. He never complained against Allah. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, then the time did come, urkud bi rijlik. The water was just under his feet. He was told, hit with your heel, water came out. Hada mughtasal. This is for you to take a ghusl in. Baridu wa sharab. It is cool. It is wonderful. It is something to drink. Fawahabna lahu ahlahu wa mithlahum ma'ahum rahmatan minna. Then we gave him back as a gift his family. And we gave him double, meaning what he had lost, we brought them back. And we gave him double. Rahmatan minna, a mercy from our side, wa dhikra li ulil albab, a reminder to the people of intelligence. What was this reminder? The reminder was the water was right under his feet. But as long as Allah did not want, the water was not going to come out. His condition changing for the better did not need a miracle. It needed a little water. But as long as that water was told by Allah, stay in the ground, that water was not going to come. And as soon as Allah had taken his exam and his iman had shown wonderful colors and Allah wanted to bring the exam to an end, it was a little water and everything disappeared. It was one command and everything came back. That individual who says, I don't think I will ever manage to stand from this difficulty. What I am trying to say is, there should be no concern whether we will manage to stand from the difficulty. The day Allah says stand, even the dead come alive. The day Allah said for Yusuf alayhi salam, go back to your father. When Yusuf alayhi salam was in the well, right outside of Canaan, right outside, Yaqub alayhi salam did not have any idea where he was. There was no Jibrail to come and tell him. He could not sense, he could not smell. When Allah made the decision for the union to take place, Yusuf alayhi salam was still in Egypt. Yaqub alayhi salam is in Canaan. Now he has become blind, he can't see. Where can he smell? He says, I smell the fragrance of my Yusuf. Inni la'ajidu riha Yusuf. When Allah wants, it will be one command and the dead land will come alive. The dead person will stand again. The dead business will be a roaring business. That individual who worries, how will I manage to stand? What I am saying is, هُنَالِكَ بَتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. If that individual can worry rather about, at the present moment my iman is being tested. And it is not a disgrace to be tested. هُنَالِكَ بَتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Almighty Allah says the people of iman at that moment are tested. when it reaches their throat, when the eye starts moving from side to side, when the calamities come from all sides, at that time an exam is being taken. Mubarak to that individual who in that exam can stand like a Ayyub. He will pass like a Ayyub. He will stand on the day of Qiyamah like an Ayyub. As for this world, Almighty Allah has made a promise. After every difficulty, again ease will definitely come. But it is not everyone that passes the difficulty. And it is not everyone that passes the ease. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala let us all be that we are a Sulaiman alayhi salam. We are a Sulaiman in the times of ease. We are an Ayyub in the time of difficulty. We see the days when things are going well to also be a question of my Allah. To see, do I accept His favors with the hand and the tongue of shukr? And to see the question of difficulty and as a test also from my Allah. To see whether I will kneel in front of my Allah on the knees of humility, on the knees of sabr. The individual who is able to take from the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the light of his teachings, from the power of Quran, that individual will understand and he will be able to make other people understand. This was the lesson that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to all his sahaba. When he saw them in times of calamity and poverty, he made it very clear to them. He said, oh my sahaba, it is not poverty that I fear for you. He said, rather it is wealth that I fear for you. He made it very clear that whoever said, not having that amount which will fulfill my every desire will not allow me to smile. Rather, he said the opposite, that sometimes having so much that your every need is fulfilled will take away your smile. Have we not seen and will we not see in the people around us that they are those who are drowning in their wealth, but they do not see a single day, a single night of ease and peace? They are in tension, they are in depression, they are in arguments, they are in fights. Their own family hates them, they hate their own family, they hate themselves. Nasullah, Allah says they forgot Allah, Allah made them forget themselves. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a lesson to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that whether you have or you do not have, whether you are writing the test of ease or you are writing the test of difficulty, whether you are wearing a beautiful cloth or whether you are wearing a patched cloth, there are a few things which the outside system of the world should not have an impact on. One is your tongue. One is your lips and the smile of the lips. One is your face. One is your mind. One is your heart, meaning what you, your tongue, your lips, your mind, your heart, the things that are around us, if that has to be made the king, and my mind and my heart, my tongue and my lips have to become the slave, then when the things around me are lot and plenty, and in this world you will never find it. It is free from problem. At that time my tongue will sing praises of good days. My lips will be smiling. My face will be brimming with joy. But when it is taken away, if I had allowed myself to become its slave, then the smile will disappear immediately. The tongue will start rattling out words which make no sense. The mind will fall in a depression. The heart will lose heart. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam created an ummah. May Allah make me and you from that ummah. He created an ummah that whether it is day or whether it is night, wadduha, by the oath of day when everything is so bright, when everything is going your way, when whatever you wanted, whatever you thought, how you planned, everything is happening. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى And by the oath of night, when it covers everything, when darkness falls, when now you cannot see ahead, when now people are gripped with fear, when now a person is not finding what he wanted to find, by the oath of the day when everything is bright, by the oath of night when it covers everything and makes it so dark, meaning whether you are living in ease or whether you are experiencing some difficulty, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Remember, your Allah has not left you. Remember that your Allah is not upset with you. Like how the husband becomes upset and say, get lost. Almighty Allah says, your Allah is not an Allah like that. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Your Allah has not left you. Your Allah has not become upset and forsaken you. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Almighty Allah says, and remember well, that indeed the year after for you is much better than this world. Meaning, don't fail the question. Don't fail the question just because you only wanted day, and you did not want to see night. Because you were so used to day that you never thought you will see night. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Understand that the next world is much better for you than this world. Meaning, don't fail it. There was a Qarun and a Haman who failed it. Almighty Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as we go closer to the final hour, Allah's Nabi said, لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ. The hour will not be established. Meaning, the last day will not come. Until the world will find such difficulties, such trials, such problems, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the problems will result in a man who is unable to stand up to the problems of the time. He sees a difficulty like a disgrace. He sees a difficulty like a punishment. Allah's Nabi said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. By the qasam of Allah, La tadhhabu ad-dunya, this world will not come to an end. Hatta yamur ar-rajulu 'ala al-qabri, until you will see a man passing by a grave. Fayatamarraga 'alayhi, and then he will jump, fall on the grave. He will start rolling in the sand of the grave. That which he never wanted to see, now he will be wishing, I wish I was dead. He will say, Ya laytani kuntu makana sahibi hadha al-qabri. I wish I could be in this grave. I wish I never saw today. I wish I could be dead. If he wanted, or he might take a gun, take a knife, and he might just say, rather let's bring the end quickly. Allah's Nabi said that his desiring to be in the grave will not be because he's the one desirous to meet Allah. Rather it will be illa al-bala. The problem, not the problem, the exam that he will be seeing. He will not understand it to be an exam. He will think it's a punishment. And from a punishment, he will say, I rather run away from the punishment. As for the person of Iman, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Remember that the coming world is much better for you than this world. In this world, if the exam of night does come, then may Allah make me and you that we can pass the exam of day when things are ease, and we can pass the exam of the night when things are difficult. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Look at the love of Almighty Allah to immediately put the individual to be calm. He says, وَلَسَوْفَ, and indeed, very soon, يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ, your Allah will give you again. فَتَرْضَى, he'll make sure you get happy. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And indeed, very soon, your Allah will give you again, and he will make you happy. Because after every night, day does come again. After every autumn and winter, spring and summer does come again. The one who understands an Allah to be ever living, he will never ever feel that he has died. He will see an exam when things were easy, and he will wish, and he will think, did I pass that exam, O my Allah? And then he will see an exam in front of him, which is called the exam of هُنَالِكَ بِتُلِّيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. On that moment, the believer's real exam is taken. When they are shaken to the core, and he will look and say, Allah, will you allow me to pass this exam? For some people, the word sabr is like a swear word. And for some people, the word sabr is the greatest gift that can be given. For someone, if you say, make sabr, they say, I don't want to hear that word. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once passed by a woman who was crying at the grave. So from behind he said, ittaqillah wasbiri, O slave of Allah, fear Allah, be patient, make sabr. So like how a person when going through some difficulty, she said, ilayka anni, get lost. She never knew who she was speaking to. She said, fa'innaka lam tusab bi musibati, you have not gone through what I have gone through. Don't come and tell me what to do. Someone then said to her, did you know who was speaking to you? Do you know who you said that? She started shivering in fear. She came to the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, I am sorry, I did not recognize you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not upset at how she had responded. But he gave a lesson that don't fail the exam. He said, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى, that the only time you will get to make sabr is when you are knocked. It is only when you get knocked that sabr will be recorded by Almighty Allah, and it will give you unique marks in your year after. It will make you rise to levels you could never imagine. It will take you to a mental position set by Almighty Allah, which one's nafal ibadat would never have reached. It will make you the king of today and the king of tomorrow. It will make you one whose du'as are readily accepted. It will make you a master of both the worlds. But it will only be regarded as sabr if it is made at the time of the knock. In the sadmatil ula. Perhaps some of you people listening at the moment are experiencing the covers, the shakes of that knock. This is the time for you to stand up with the gift of sabr. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some people came to ask for something. He gave them and he gave. And then he even said, whatever I have by me, I will not hold back anything. He said, I am not a stingy person, but I will give you one advice. He said, وَمَن يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرُهُ اللَّهِ, the one who tries to be patient, it's difficult, but he makes an effort. The one who tries to be patient, يُصَبِّرُهُ اللَّهِ, Allah will make him patient. He will become a miracle of the time. He then said, وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ, no individual has ever been given a gift which is greater and more powerful than the gift of sabr. It is this gift of sabr that has shown the world miracles. We see it around us today. We will continue seeing it. In the recent time when we heard of the war of Syria, and we used to hear and make dua for them, who perhaps thought a day will come where we also would have to write an exam. But from the people of Syria, what examples came of sabr, which taught us how to answer the question. Very quickly, I'll read through one example. While I'm reading, I want you and I myself, taking inspiration from the people of this ummah of sabr, to say, Allah, while writing the question of sabr, let me not fail. While writing the question of difficult times, let me not fail. Let me be an Ayyub in the difficulty, and let me see what Ayyub saw after the difficulty. A woman says, I went to go visit a woman in the land that was torn because of the war of Syria. She says, then I saw after we eating that she had brought in a frail man. She put him next to her and she began feeding him. A few days later, I had the chance. I asked, who is this one that you take care of? Is he your father? He looks a little young to be your father. She said, no, he's my husband. He was not always like that. In the 80s, my husband was part of the Muslim Brotherhood. He was an active caller and a hafiz of the Quran. When Bashar's father released his relentless force against the Muslims, my husband was arrested. I was left with three young children. For nearly a decade, I had no idea if he was alive or dead. She continues, one day he came home, just like that. But he had been tortured severely. He was beaten ruthlessly, electrocuted, made to endure all sorts of torture during his time in detention, even though a year after his release, I was blessed with a son, but despite this, his health began deteriorating. Today, he has lost all normal function. He does not remember his children. He cannot speak. He can barely comprehend anything around. So I feed him. I bathe him. I take care of him as a child. The woman listening to this said, I could not believe how much the sister had borne. A decade without a husband. Now she has lost her home, her wealth. She is a refugee on the border of the country. Her husband is finally with her, but he is not her companion. He will not be her companion in the loss and pain that she suffers. He cannot help her. He cannot comfort her. I said, Subhanallah, sister, how did you manage all these years? She replied to the woman asking, I chose Quran, the word of Allah, to accompany me. I read Quran every single day, each day increasing in the amount I read. I found a teacher to teach me Tajweed. Subhanallah, by the time my husband was released, I had memorized the entire Quran. I had raised our children in his absence. Then she came back and she said, my 16-year-old was martyred a few months ago. She said, that very son who was born after my husband's release. She said, would you like to hear what happened to him? He went out for the protest. He dragged an injured man who was on the street. He saved him. As soon as he brought the man to safety, he was shot. He fell dead on the pavement. While relating how her son died, she did not even tear. Rather, she smiled as if watching the moment that she was given an award by Almighty Allah. I said, does your husband know his son has been killed? She said, no, he has no understanding. I buried my son and sat at his grave. And I asked Allah to remove all the grief in my heart. And Allah did it. He said, I asked Allah to remove all the grief in my heart. And Allah did it. Her son did not come alive again. Her condition did not immediately change again. But she taught the world that if you ask Allah and He allows it to happen, even if you are in the storms of the ocean, you will manage to stand smiling. She says, what patience, what trust in Allah, what love for the Quran. And then the woman said, there is one time though that my husband does speak. I asked, when is it? She said, I recite Quran the entire day. Well, no matter where I am in the house, when I am reciting, if I make a mistake, my husband speaks up and he corrects me. But what a lesson she taught me and you. One is, no matter what the difficulty, if Allah wants and we ask, you will be able to smile through the difficulty. If you are asking for help and power, then I can say to you, there is no power that you can get more powerful than the power of Quran. And there is no gift that can be given to you more stronger than the gift of sabr. With the power of Quran and with the gift of sabr, may Allah make those that have seen difficulties in the last few days, and those who will see difficulties, may Allah make all of us that when the day comes and we have to write that question, which is called the question of هُنَالِكَ بِتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, at that moment the believer's real imtihan was taken, then may Allah, through the blessings of the power of Quran and through the blessings of the gift of sabr, may Allah tabarak ta'ala let us all answer like an Ayyub. May Allah let us stand in the imtihan like an Ayyub. Let us cry to Allah during the imtihan like an Ayyub. May Allah let us see our difficulty ending like an Ayyub. May Allah let us see everything coming back to us. No, actually double coming. We get it all back in this world. And we see it all in the year after, like how Ayyub alayhi salam will definitely see it. Almighty Allah ends the verse, نِعْمَ الْعَبْدِ إِنَّا وَجَدَنَاهُ صَابِرًا. Indeed, we found him to be most beautiful in his sabr. إِنَّا وَجَدَنَاهُ صَابِرًا. What a man of sabr he was. نِعْمَ الْعَبْدِ. What a wonderful servant he was. إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ. How he turned to his Allah. Again, I will read this verse. You make this dua. I make this dua. Allah, let me also be an Ayyub of yours. Allah, let me also be that most wonderful servant of yours. Allah, let me also be the one who you say, Inna wajadnahu sabira. What a wonderful, patient servant we found. Ni'mal abd. What a wonderful servant of ours. Innahu awwab. How he turned to his Allah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala in his kindness. May Allah tabarak ta'ala with the new month of Muharram. May Allah tabarak ta'ala let us see the beginning of a new era. May Allah make every difficulty easy for all of us. Allah bless us all with afiyat, with izzat, with rahat, with salamati. May Allah never ever take our imtihan through our children. May Allah never take our imtihan through our children. May Allah never take our imtihan through our children. May Allah make them for us and for the ummah the coolness of the eyes. May Allah let us not fail the exam of wealth. May Allah let us not fail the exam when wealth is taken away. May Allah let us not fail in the exam of seeing who is the shakir. May Allah let us not fail in the exam of seeing who is the sabir. May Allah's protection always be with us. May Allah's kindness always be falling on us for the sake of this world. For the sake of this world, may Allah not let it be that we fail our exam of the year after. May Allah give us the best of this world. Atina fi dunya hasana. And may Allah give us the best of the year after. Wa fil akhirati hasana. May Allah save us all from the fire of Jahannam. Wa qina adhab an-nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khair. Ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min shar. مستعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم أجرنا في مصائبنا اللهم أجرنا في مصائبنا Allah reward us all in the difficulties that we face وأخلف لنا خيرا منها وأخلف لنا خيرا منها and Allah in place of what you take away Allah grant us all something which is much, much better than that. Allah, you are the greatest. Allah, you are the kindest. Allah, let our love for you increase by the day. Allah, let your love for us increase by the day. Allah, you be ours. Allah, you become ours. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.